Merry Christmas. It is so good to have y'all here with us tonight as we celebrate this blessed event in our world, birth of Christ. For some of you that have not seen me before, I have a reason to be here. I'm the preacher. I'm the new preacher. Some of you might thought I was Jim Dennis. I haven't changed that much. He's somewhere else. And so for those of you that haven't seen me before, even though I don't look so new, I'm it. I'm the best you got. So, but we do look forward to this evening's service all year long. And we have talked about it and gotten real excited. And I have a lot of things that I'm supposed to do. And if I mess up, y'all bear with me. I'm learning. As I said, I'm new. So, but I do pray tonight that as we worship together, that the birth of the Christ child will be born anew in your heart and life, and to remind all of you that we're open not just on Christmas Eve. We're open other days of the year, especially on Sunday morning. So you are more than welcome to come and worship here. And may the Lord bless you and bless all of us together as we unite together in this time of worship. Let us stand together for our call to worship as found in your bulletin. Be seated. Thank you.
did tell y'all I'm new, right? Now let us stand. Following along in your bulletin, tonight old dreams die and new dreams come to life. The promise is fulfilled. Hope gives way to joy and prayer to proclamation. Our candles illuminate our story. Dawn invades midnight. The light of the world has come. And this light is a light for all, igniting a flame in the soul, warming us from within, radiating love, lighting our lives with the presence of God come alive in human flesh, within us and among us, now and always. be seated. Continue to follow along with me, please, in your bulletin. Out of the darkness of our world, we have seen a great light. The birth of the Christ child calls us to something special. Let our confession be our new beginning. Light of the world, you gave us the transforming birth of the child as a light for our path. Yet we confess that we have shut our eyes to the light. We admit that we do not want to see the gift you have given us. We acknowledge our reluctance to see and share our gifts with our sisters and brothers. We're often dazzled by the glitter and the tinsel the world has made of Christ's birth. We ask that your Spirit be lit within us, that the light of peace and justice may shine through us. We seek to receive and to share the gift of Christ's birth and death again and again. Amen. Let us take a moment and think about our own confessions that we would like to make on this night to God, and have a few moments of silent meditation as we make our own private and personal confessions to God. Let us pray. God comes to us now in this busy season to make all things new. God makes room for us even when there is no room at the end. Where we are too busy, God brings peace. Where we are lost, salvation. Where we are sad, joy. Where we are bitter, God gives us courage to love again. Rejoice. Christ has come to bring us all these gifts of God. In Christ, we are forgiven.
We light the Advent wreath again tonight as we remember. The first Advent candle is one of hope, and we begin the wait. This candle reminds us that the prophet Isaiah was longing for God's presence too. It reminds us that the people in the early church were also longing for God's presence. This candle is a symbol for our own longing for God to be with us. We wait in hope for God to surprise us and break into our lives.
The second candle is one of peace, and reminds us of our dreams for peace in the world, and that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is coming. The candle is a symbol of God's promise of peace, comfort, and strength.
The third candle is for joy, and to remind us that God wants us to rejoice, even when that feels hard to do. This candle is a symbol of the joy that comes when God is with us.
The fourth candle is one of love, and the circle is complete. It is a love that has no ending, that lives on in young and old, not just at Christmas, but throughout the year.
Our time of waiting is almost over. May we as people of God proclaim God's greatness. May we see God in those who are weak, humble, poor, hungry, who come to God empty-handed and expect to be fed. May we pray for the light of the world to shine into our lives and then through our lives into the darkness of the world. May the Word indeed become flesh and dwell among us. Amen.
Christmas Eve by Susan Cherwin. Growing older can be perilous. Experiencing disappointment and responsibility, witnessing ineptitude and indifference, war, rumors of war, famine, drought, cares, all can harden us like a foot rubbed too long by a tight shoe. Hardened, walled in, cynical, pragmatic, and safe from feeling. Growing older can be dangerous. We become distant, overly intellectual, walled off. But Christmas Eve dares to sing to us of angels and shepherds, of stars bursting with light, of an ordinary family, and the birth of a baby. And surrounded by candlelight, and greens growing in winter, and the voices of children, and glorias, and light in darkness, perhaps we begin to thaw a bit. Perhaps the wall cracks a bit. Perhaps we begin to feel, we begin to remember, to bring into our bodies again something we had been in danger of losing. Wonder. Wonder.
Thank you.
Would you stand with me, please, as we honor the gospel lesson that's found in the Gospel according to Luke. Begin reading with the first verse of the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. The registration was first taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I'm bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. A story was told of a young boy who was very distressed about the role that he was to play in the Christmas pageant. He was the innkeeper. He was the one that was to turn the Holy Family away on that night. They practiced several times and everything went along without a hitch. The little fellow was still distressed. On the day of the pageant, he grew rather quiet. On the night as the play was progressing, it came his time as the Holy Family came to the inn. The knock came to the door. The little fellow opened the door and said, "Welcome, y'all. We've been looking for you. Come on in, Cousin Joseph. We're so glad to have you." Everybody said it was the best Christmas pageant ever. During the last few Sundays, my sermons have been titled "Mary's Song," "Joseph's Song," and tonight, "The Shepherd's Song." As I have reflected over this reading of Christmas and the stories that have unfolded before us during this journey of Advent, as I have thought about those that heard the good news that a child was born, that the Savior of the world has come. And as it
came to my heart again during this season, and as I watched from my balcony there at the apartment, and as I saw the crowds lined up and parked at all the traffic lights, as I struggled to make my own way through this maze that assembles around me, I thought, if I would have been there on that first Christmas, would I have heard the good news that the shepherds heard? As I think about my role as a minister, in those days, maybe a rabbi, they didn't get the message. As I thought about all those busy folks, like at Walmart, and all the individuals in the cars, the busy folks on that first Christmas, they didn't get the message. If I was one of those comfortable middle class people, would I have been listening? They didn't get the message either. As I read again the story of the shepherds and think about who they were, they were completely outside of all the local town gossip. They were completely separated from the local news. I mean, if you happen to have a young lady in your home, the last person that you would ever want them to marry was a shepherd. Never really having a home, sojourning all through the area trying to find places to graze your sheep on other people's lands. As I look at those folks that gather at the shopping malls, I think about my heart. Do I see them just as customers hustling and bustling about? Or do I think about some of them as being lost sheep that need a shepherd? And I think that we can ask ourselves tonight, had I been born on that first Christmas, would I have been one of those that said, there's no room here? Would I have been so busy, I just didn't know? I think the question that we can ask ourselves tonight is, since last Christmas and this Christmas, what is the message that we have heard in our heart? Have we been aware that Christ has come into our world? That our trust is not in the economics of the day? Or who is elected president? But our trust and our hope is in God. Can we embrace the fact
that the child has come. And that we sing not only at Christmas, but we sing all year long. Christ has come. Emmanuel, God is with us all the time, reaching out in love and the freshness of each new day. As we embrace each sunrise, of each sunset, as we journey to the beach and see the magnificent ocean as the waves continue to roll, or go to the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains not far from our very door, do we see a God of creation who loves us, who gives to us these precious gifts? How much richer our families are or will become when we crown this child King of Kings and Lord of Lords of our lives. When we place this Christ as the Lord of our life. When we hear the good news and it takes root in our soul and makes a difference in us and the way we view the world. Sad as it is for me to say, I probably would not have heard the message that first Christmas. But the most important question I can ask myself is, have I heard the message today? And that's the most important question you can ask yourself tonight. Am I embracing this good news as the shepherds did? Have I heard the message that the angels proclaimed? Has this child been born in my heart and life? And if not, and Christmas Eve is a great time to start afresh the spiritual journey to Bethlehem and let us see this great deed that has taken place among us. Amen.
I would remind you that as United Methodists, we do not, as they say, bar the communion rail. If you are here tonight, and as we read through these liturgy, as John Wesley said, if your heart is as our heart, give me your hand. We invite you, no matter what your religious affiliation, to come here and to receive these elements to your spiritual well-being. In the name of Christ, I want you to feel welcome to come tonight and to participate. You will follow the directions that the ushers will give you. We will come down the center aisle and we will exit to this way. There will be four stations here for you to receive the elements. As you come here, you can divide and go to either one of the stations and then exit this way or that way, whichever way you choose. And we do, again, invite you to receive this communion to your spiritual well-being. If you would follow along with me, please, in the bulletin. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God of light, in whom there is no shadow, your gifts to us are from the very beginning of time. They continue with our ancestors like Noah, whom you bless with the colorful promise of the rainbow. In the desert, you gave the gifts of manna and of living water to the weary pilgrim, whom you led by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. As your word became flesh, born of a woman on that night long ago, so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke it, and blessed it, and gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts, that in the breaking of this bread and the drinking of this wine, we may know the presence of the living Christ and be renewed by as a body of Christ for the world, redeemed by Christ's blood, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at your table forever. Through Christ, with Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit,
All honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. I would remind you tonight that we will be celebrating, as these come that are going to assist me, if you would come now, please, that we are celebrating by intention, which means you take the bread, you dip it in the cup, and take and eat. If perchance that you happen to put the bread in your mouth, go ahead and eat it. We'll give you another piece of bread. Don't take it out and dip it in the cup. Everyone would appreciate that. Body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you.
We now start the procession to light our Christ candle. I invite you to be in a spirit of meditation. As the room is now darkened, as the darkness of night consumes the light, let it remind us that we live in a world with much darkness. There are those who live within our own city streets, and those in the world who are hungry tonight. There are those who are forgotten, the poor and the elderly, and those who are dying, and those who are grieving. Those who are victims of violence in homes, and some of them are innocent children. The victims of violence from gangs, robbery, war within our own streets and in the world. The innocent suffering in places where others are in conflict. The collateral damage they are referred to. Those who crave and cry for a peaceful night without bombs and guns in Iraq, Mideast, Afghanistan, Russia. Those who are held hostage by addictions. Those with mental illnesses. There are those who are suffering from earthquakes, from loss of home by acts of nature, those who are experiencing trauma this very night by acts not of their own doing. Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. Thanks be to God who gives us this light through Jesus Christ. Amen. As you go out into the dark of this night, may you celebrate in the fact that the light has come into this world and it shines through us, illuminating the hearts of men and women and boys and girls everywhere. Jesus, the Christ of Bethlehem. Amen. Merry Christmas.